Well, there hasn't been a lot to talk about weather-wise across Delmarva, the Mid-Atlantic. But while it's been quiet here, it's always the case that there's some action going on somewhere else. So yeah. It's kind of how we're going to start this week's podcast. And we're going to talk a little bit about what we expect here in Delmarva. Our storm track situation set the change. We do expect a major shift and what's happening here weather-wise, and also looking at the potential of some very cold air moving in here in the next couple of weeks. Before we get there, I'm with meteorologist Eric Alf this week. I am Chief Meteorologist Rich Words. Again, Eric, we talked about just before the podcast started here how it has been incredibly quiet around here. Yeah. Some beautiful days, great hiking weather, chilly, but seasonably chilly.
Yes. So, like, it doesn't get much more bad or better than what it is right now.
Really not. Chilly. Right.
And also with the higher sun angle now in February, it is noticeable when I'm outside and it's a sunny day, it feels pretty nice under the sun.
A little bit. Yeah. It's nice.
A little bit. Just a little bit more so than
it's not enough month. That we're not to the point where several sunny days in a row means like some slight warming of the atmosphere.
But it feels good on you.
It feels good.
Yeah.
This is still a problem this time of the year. When you want to talk about 50, 60s, near 70 degree weather, it always comes with a mechanical movement of air down from the Gulf of Mexico, some of those areas that is inherently more humid, has clouds, eventually some rain. So we're getting into that pattern again where the sunshine will give way to that type of weather if we want a nice warm up. But we're not there yet. Talking about this on a Tuesday here in the afternoon, those of you streaming and downloading here on a Wednesday, still major problems right in California.
Got to tell you, it's been anything but calm out west, and even speaking towards the south, not as bad. And then even to our east, a major snowstorm in Nova Scotia, but we'll talk about California first. People have been noting it as a atmospheric river event. But it's essentially a really potent rainstorm that's been battering, specifically in terms of the flooding concerns, Southern California, where we've seen rain totals over the past few days. 9, 10, 11, and then isolated 12-inch reading I saw down there as well.
Which would produce catastrophic flooding in many places of the country, including here, if we had that much rain in a short period of time. But for them, and Southern California especially, 1 and 2 inch rainfalls in one sitting is enough to cause flash flooding. So this is unprecedented.
Yeah, not to mention damaging wind gusts across the entirety of the state. I mean, I was seeing reports of gusts, I think, at around 70 miles per hour. And not to mention the mountains are really cashing in on the snow as well. Heavy mountain snow, feet upon feet of snow across the state as well. It's been a very messy situation. Anything.
Mudslides.
Mudslides, too. That's a big problem as well. It's just been anything but calm. We got to really count our blessings, at least what we've been having recently in comparison to what they've been having towards California, because it's been a very messy situation down there.
And that's usually the case, especially in an El Nino winter. If we go through this type of quiet, you know, stable weather, it's typically a very active pattern out in the west. Yep. And this time has been no different. You mentioned the hurricane wind gusts. I mean, they had an inland hurricane warning or something. That would be more appropriately worded for a place like Los Angeles, but for the first time ever, having to issue that type of a warning for those type of winds.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. It's not something unprecedented. It does happen, but when it happens, it's
crazy.
It's not good. And not to mention, even a little spinning cutoff low to our south even produced a little bit of severe weather in Florida, and then a monster blizzard for the Canadian Maritimes, Nova Scotia, over the past few days as well. So it's like we've been encompassed around the border of this protective high-pressure dome we've been in of just very active weather. So
we've been in the right place. I mean, to get at least
right
a break.
Place, yeah. They've got like 3-4 feet of snow in the Canadian Maritimes. It's been crazy there as well.
And it's... You know, for us, a break from, I mean, we had some really active weather.
We're
not
in
a
relaxation period of the pattern.
Right, we're in the relaxation period. And high pressure eventually set to break down. We look at early next week because it's really the first time that we've had any signal showing us that we're getting back to an active storm track. And, I mean, it's still, in this case, 6 days out. But there is the increasing signals we're getting from the ensemble long-range models that we're getting back to an active storm track. It'll bring us a soaking rain. Sometime early next week, the Tuesday, maybe Tuesday night time frame. You know, the hours are set to shift on that, but the idea is early next week.
Yep.
Rain only, and we're talking about being really mild going into the weekend, but We talked about this at the top of the podcast. Then we get back into some type of true Arctic air, or at least it looks like it'll be that way toward the later part of
Basically what's happening is earlier in the season where we're getting a weakening of and a warming of the stratosphere in the northern polar region. And essentially what that does is it displaces a lot of the cold air from the poles towards our neck of the woods into the United States. And that's essentially what is expected to happen, where the second half of this month overall seems like it's going to be on a cooler than average note than what we've been seeing for the past week or so to start the month. And then it's a question of, does the moisture interact with the cooler air?
Right.
And it looks like, so far out, but some kind of indication of some kind of storm wanting to develop, looks like sometime beginning of next week. Again, it's about a week out, but that's, since it's so quiet, that's what we're watching over the next few days to come, is a potential storm system somewhere along the Mid-Atlantic or Northeast to
invade the region. So opportunities for snow lovers that were clearly not done with winter yet, obviously, despite what Punxsutawney Phil says. He didn't see a shadow, so he says an early spring. So we're arguing against that, at least at this point. But speaking of spring, I thought this was pretty cool. You were talking about this, actually making a graphic for the newscast about this. Solar spring.
Solar spring, not to be confused with astronomical spring. Solar spring is basically the period in the year where we gain the most amount of daylight out of any other time during the year. And that's from February 5th to May 5th. Once May 5th comes for us here in Salisbury, our gain of daylight is less than 2 minutes per day. And then that, though, will coincide with the brightest portion of the year and be the start of solar summer. But we all know that astronomical spring starts on March 19th this season. So, but in terms of the amount of gain we get per day, for this month we're getting about a minute more of a daylight per day.
It's becoming
it
noticeable.
Slows down once we get to March, and then it gradually decreases after the first day of spring, which is March 19th. But we're still gaining more than 2 minutes of daylight per day until that May 5th timeframe.
And it's so noticeable. The news hour, our news hour that starts at 5:30 every afternoon, Monday through Friday, there were specific weather cams that I could not use on the news.
It's
you
great.
Know this
we can
from the
start
weekend.
Using more
we
weather cameras now during the evening show.
Yep, and I'm getting just hour. Enough light that I'm now getting to the 6 o'clock time, and this is what really helps you out on the weekends with the 6 o'clock newscast. Start using some of those. I know our Snow Hill cam, which is a great camera, but it's overlooking the Pocomoke River, so if we don't have daylight, it's not usable.
It is, but we've gotten the power to be able to move the camera freely now.
Yep.
So instead of facing the monitor that we may all know that brightens up and blinds.
Oh, you're thinking the Ocean Pines camera right there.
Oh, am I thinking the wrong one?
Well, no. I was talking about Pocomoke City, or Snow Hill over the Pocomoke River.
Oh, Snow Hill. No, yeah, you're absolutely right. The only time I use the Snow Hill camera during the nighttime is if there's no wind and I want to show that the flag is dead.
Oh, yeah, you can see the flag.
Yeah, you can always see the flag behind the black void behind.
Yes, but you bring up a good point of the Ocean Pines camera, and you're right. That was only usable during the day because at night, we weren't able to move it at one point, but now we have a newer camera and
so
we're able to move it.
So I just showed the parking lot. It's a much better view. And it shows a great twilight as well when you're facing that view as well.
And it's got a good look at the trees with the parking lot lights. Like when we have bad weather at night, you can see the
trees. The
trees
moving, that's always a good indication. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so excited about that. And that's one thing that's been cool here in the Weather Center. We've been getting newer cameras. We have a few that are set to debut here over the coming months.
Updating graphics. A lot of changes going on.
A lot of cool changes, right. So I think that's a good way to wind down here. We've kind of run the gamut. We talked about just because it's quiet here doesn't mean it's not crazy somewhere else. And really, the trade-off, unfortunately, when you talk east to west coast, is the type of weather that they're having out there while we're quiet here in the Mid-Atlantic and much of the eastern seaboard, with the exception of Nova Scotia, like you talked about. But this pattern not to stay long, and we'll definitely be updating you on the TV side with our newscast going forward. Certainly tune in ABC, 47 ABC, WMDT. And for those of you listening outside of the area, you can actually watch us, by the way, live, WMDT.com. We run our newscasts live on there. So myself in the afternoons and evenings during the week, meteorologist Jake Grant in his morning newscast during the week, and meteorologist Eric Alf here. You've got the weekend newscast, and you also show up on other newscasts during the week, too. So it is a around-the-clock thing that we do here. So if anybody's been listening to our podcast, know that you know we cover the weather here, but we're doing it on the TV side. You can always check on what we're doing here
online.
And
the socials as well.
And the socials. Can't forget about that. Facebook, Twitter, to name the two main ones that we're using. You can find us all on those. So thanks again for listening and downloading. And if you ever want to reach out to us, the socials, WMDT.com. We have our emails on there too. But for another edition of WeatherWise, the podcast from the meteorologist here at 4780 WMDT, we'll talk to you again next Wednesday.